Even as Australia hosts a world summit, it's facing a crisis at home. Revelations of brutal sexual abuse of children in Aboriginal communities. The Australian legislature has responded with reforms, banning alcohol and pornography on tribal lands, limiting how Aboriginal families can spend welfare checks, even taking over many tribal governments. Those steps have come in for some criticism, in part because of Australia's bitter history with Aboriginal people. Suzanne Smith of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation broke the story of the abuse.
No one talked about it. No one wanted to know about it. Federal and state governments have ignored it. Every Aboriginal community in the Northern Territory had serious issues with child sexual abuse, and this was a shock to the country.
Who's been abusing whom, according to the people you spoke with?
Often the abusers are either parents or family members or extended family members, because many of those communities are living in terrible abject poverty. Or it could be opportunistic. There's lots of mining going on in the Northern Territory. Non-Indigenous miners were taking advantage of young girls. There are bikers in that area running drugs. So what's happened now, effectively, is there's many more police in many more communities and things are much more under control. In fact, the Australian government sent in the army, and the army is often in Australian Aboriginal communities. They have a very good reputation. But what had to be established was law and order before the government felt that it could deal with the social issues.
What are the chances of actually enforcing some of the other reforms, like banning alcohol or banning pornography?
Well, it can only be done if the police stay there. Really, Steve, the alcohol problem is out of control. It's just causing terrible violence. So if the governments keep the police and get Aboriginal people in there leading this thing, then I think it will be a good thing in the long term.
Now, as this has all developed, have there been people who have asked if this is discrimination of a kind? I mean, there must be, just law of averages, child abusers in Sydney, but the military hasn't been sent into Sydney.
That's right. The whole issue is terribly fraught. You'd probably understand, as your listeners would, that Australia has a terrible history when it comes to its Indigenous people. There were many massacres. There was the Stolen Generation where, you know, up until the 60s and 70s, many Aboriginal children were just taken away from their family just because they were Aboriginal. But what happened then was, because many Australians feel terribly guilty about the history, a lot of Aboriginal children were left in terrible situations because the police and social workers were loath to remove children. So, yes, there were many charges of racism levelled against the government. However, it's a very complex issue, and many Aboriginal people in the centre are very keen for the army to be involved because they don't want their lives to be in crisis.
Well, when you talk about self-determination, I mean, you're saying the problem here, the concern, is a lack of government to some degree. One of the things that the federal government has done is abolish dozens of local governments. Does that make sense?
It's a little bit more complex than that, Steve. What's happened is they're not actually abolished. What they've sent in is managers over the top. Indigenous communities have been appointed managers for a finite period. We're going to have to watch this very closely, because in some communities it will be the possibility of managers riding roughshod over community management. You know, many Aboriginal people say to me, it's got so bad, we just need a circuit breaker. But on the other hand, there's a real concern that because the federal government ideologically is opposed to self-determination of Indigenous people, that the federal government might be being opportunistic, that they're going to wipe out the last 20 years' fight for land rights.
Mm-hmm.
The government's saying it's not going to do that, but people are very sceptical.
How will you know in a year from now or 5 years from now if this has been a success?
Oh, Steve, I mean, if we can see even a couple of hundred of those 2,000 kids going to school, if we can see the malnutrition rates drop in Aboriginal kids, we're talking about a third of kids in that area with malnutrition. If we can see those kids eating, if we can see the prison rates drop, if we can see a path for those young Indigenous people, then it's worked. But if in 5 years we've still got the same levels of dysfunction, then it's a failure. You know, to my mind, unless we actually deal with the truth of this and all our own culpability in it, then it really is the end of a culture for me.
Suzanne Smith of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, thanks very much.